You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Um novo livro que explora a história e cultura riquíssimas de Timor-Leste, entrelaçando o passado, o presente e o futuro de uma ilha marcada pelo colonialismo e pela guerra, foi lançado agora pela Australian National University, a Universidade Nacional da Austrália. Eu sou Luciana Fraguas e converso agora com a autora da obra, a escritora e cinematógrafa Lisa Palmer, sobre, vou dar a tradução em português, primeiro, Encontros na Ilha, Timor-Leste de Fora para Dentro, ou Island Encounters, Timor-Leste from the Outside In. A Lisa, que é australiana, é fluente em Tetundili, mas a entrevista será feita em inglês. Oi, Lisa, tudo bem? Welcome to SBS Portuguese.
Hello, Luciana, and thank you so much for having me on your program. It's wonderful to be here today.
Tell us a little bit about your latest work. Why did you decide to write a book about your encounter with Timor-Leste?
I've worked in Timor-Leste. I've been very honored and privileged to work there for the last two decades. As an academic, I'm an anthropologist and a geographer, and I'm trained really to pay attention to lives and activities and to listen, to observe, to unpack the nuance of processes and lives that are happening there in that country. And I've come to know quite a lot about Timor, I think, through these processes. To know about Timorese lifeways, I've seen a lot, but more importantly, I think I've felt a lot and increasingly come to feel the connections between the people of that country and their lands, their waters, their histories, their politics, their customary practices. And as an academic, I've investigated these processes, and Timorese people, particularly in rural areas, have often asked me to take their stories to people in power. And I've come to realise that people expect me to weave something new out of these stories, which I've done as an academic. I've written other books, other articles, I've produced films. And as I've done that, my obligations to the people and the places that I've visited and to the aspirations of those people have increased. So I decided to write my new book, Island Encounters, to reach a general rather than academic audience. Now, as all your listeners on the program here today would know, East Timor has a place in the hearts of many Australians, and indeed others connected to the country through its diaspora around the world. And those of us lucky enough to travel there, I think, return very often captivated by this tiny half island or whole islands, people, their land, and indeed their resilient spirit. So in this book, Island Encounters, I wanted to share these insights of my two decades of experience with the country. I wanted to shine a light on this tapestry of rich Timorese life and landscape, to tell a little bit about the complex history and politics, but most of all, I wanted to write an accessible book, something that a wide readership could engage with, to also encounter, in a way, the country and to learn a little bit about the stories of longing and belonging, the courage and conviction of its people, to tell those stories, as you mentioned in your introduction, of an island divided by colonialism and conflict, but also to tell of the joy and ongoing connection between the peoples across the whole island. So
it looks like it is travelogue. How would you define your book? It's very rich in images too.
The book is something, it's a travelogue, it's a memoir, it's an accessible academic piece. And it is richly illustrated, and I need to call out here my husband, Quintiliano Mock, who also took many of the images that are in the book. And really it was that process of travelling through the country with my Timorese husband and children that enabled this world really to open up to us and to learn about the richness of people's connections to the landscape and each other. And I guess in terms of what impressed me most about that was the way that all across the country, the two countries, so we're talking about Indonesia and Timor-Leste here in terms of the island of Timor, we found this kind of quiet determination amongst the people to really continually renew their relationships to each other, to their lands and waters and traditions in really rich cultural ways. And this was the case whether we were in rural areas or in city areas, although these stories, these kind of encounters aren't something that we generally hear about from the kind of imagery that emerges from the nation's capital and centre of power, Dili. So it was a way to tell these kind of lesser told stories and to bring to life these very rich encounters.
And you mentioned to me before the interview that you are fluent, of course, in Tetum, Dili. And how did you see through your travels this country where people speak Tetum, English and Portuguese, this rich amalgamation of languages?
Yeah, well, I speak Tetum Dili, which is different to the indigenous language of Tetum Terek on the border region. Tetum Dili, as many of your listeners will know, is a lingua franca, and it's got lots of Portuguese, Indonesian, and increasingly, I have to say, English loan words in it. I wouldn't say I speak it completely fluently, because to speak it fluently or to say an academic standard, it helps to have a good grasp of Portuguese or Indonesian, neither of which I unfortunately don't speak. So I've learnt my Tetum with my Timorese family out in the rural areas where I spend most of my time, mainly around the area of Balcol. And in these areas, I think this is often less appreciated about Timor as well. People's first, second, maybe even third language is one of the 16 indigenous languages spoken across Timor-Leste. So although my Tetum might not be perfect, in terms of the daily encounters I have with people in these contexts, we're all often non-first language speakers of Tetum Dili, and not so much myself, but all the people that I'm encountering and working with are able to switch between languages very quickly. So it's a very rich linguistic country to work in and to learn from.
The Timorese cause is also close to your heart because, as you just mentioned, and it's on the book too, you have a Timorese family. You're married to the Timorese Quintiliano, the two children, Madalena and Zeca. Is it an extra layer of sentiment, of emotion on writing this book? Also for your children, you know, read this?
I mean, for me, writing this book was a gift, really, for my children, for my husband and for my mother here in Australia, but also to my Timorese family in Timor and those that are part of the diaspora around the world, but to everybody that feels some kind of connection to the country. And as I mentioned before, many people, when they encounter Timor-Leste, I take a group of students there every year, it never leaves them. It almost changes their life, their experience of being there in this country. And although I've written about that in academic ways, this book is a much more personal and emotional way to convey those kind of feelings that you both have at the time and which stay with you long after your encounters. So it's been a great pleasure and indeed an honour to be able to write this book and have it published. It's online and it's downloadable for free. Of course, you can also buy a hard copy, but it's a great honour for me to have the opportunity to express these emotions that come about in the everyday context of living and being in Timor-Leste. And I hope that other people will also get a sense of that as they read it.
How people can access the book, downloading on the internet? What is the website?
If they go to ANU Press, which is one of the world's largest academic online publishers, so the books they make available for free. There is an option to purchase the book. And can I just also say that the book has an exquisite cover. Which is the artwork, a lino print from a Balcal artist, which tells the story of the central spring in Balcal town and the way in which that water was discovered and the way in which connects people in very culturally rich ways across the country. So the book is illustrated beautifully, as you said, with photos, but also with this striking cover. So it's a lovely book to hold in the hand, but it can also be downloaded free from the ANU Press website as a PDF, and people can read it on their device that way.
What are you doing now? Now you're in the process of promoting the book, working on the next one. What are you up to?
Yeah, I am promoting the book. I'm really waiting feedback from readers, so I would love to hear from you, any of your audience, if they do manage to read the book, about how they felt reading it, what emotions it might have given rise to for them. I'm also excited to be launching a new film, so I talk about this in the book, actually. I've produced two films now, and various chapters of the book tell the story of a wild honey harvest that I documented on the border between East Timor and West Timor, the kind of division of the island between Portuguese and the Dutch colonial time. So that's a film called Wild Honey. But I'm also promoting a new film now, which is also mentioned in the book, called Holding Tightly, Custom and Healing in Timor-Leste, something I've been working on with Timorese and non-Timorese colleagues for many years now, documenting the rich customary practices and traditional medicines of Timor-Leste and the way in which they engage with the formal health sector. So that's an exciting thing to be launching almost at the same time as this new book. So another way, film is also a great way to express emotion and feeling and multi-sensory engagement with the world in ways that, you know, drier academic works can't. So yeah, I'm doing that. I'm carrying out my research and teaching at the University of Melbourne as I do day to day. And I guess most importantly, in terms of this conversation, my family and I are just eagerly awaiting for the border to reopen, the borders to reopen, so that we can head back to visit our second home in Timor-Leste, a place that we visit each year, but now, since January 2020, we haven't been able to get there. So we can't wait for that to happen sometime over the next year or so, I guess.
Eu conversei com a autora da obra, antropóloga, escritora, cinematógrafa, Lisa Palmer, autora do livro Island Encounters, Timor-Leste, From the Outside In. Thanks, Lisa, for joining us today, Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.